How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to see the positive in your life. If you are struggling looking externally and just feeling negative about your situation in life, then this is going to be the episode for you, because we're going to talk about how to shift that perspective so that not only will you see the positive in your life, but you will feel it within you. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you were surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. All right, so this message is something that came to me today. It was going through a conversation, and someone was just saying that they were really struggling with seeing the positive right now, and they had a rough day. It seemed like everything that could go wrong had gone wrong, and it really made me think about what that meant when they said they were having trouble seeing the positive and they were feeling down. And the words that came to my mind, and this is such an important thing, and this is what having a positive mindset is that positive is a perspective, meaning something can be happening and someone can view it and feel it as negative, and someone else can view it and feel it as positive. And the example I use, and maybe this isn't the best example, but the example I use is something that has to do with money. So just imagine right now, somebody makes $1 million a year and they're walking on the street and you see them and you say, hey, here's $100. And you just give this person $100 that makes $1 million a year. Now think about how excited they'll be about that $100. And then think about the person that was walking down the street that only makes $20,000 a year, and you said, hey, here's $100. You see, the $100 is the same, but the perspective of the two individuals is different. One person sees a lot of money all the time because they have it, and the other person does not. So they're going to be more excited about it. So the $100 doesn't matter, just as the external circumstances in your life don't really matter and should not correlate with how you feel on the inside. Of course, we tend to feel better when things are good. Of course, it's easier to be positive when you're surrounded by a positive, loving environment. So those things aren't bad because they make you feel good. But what we need to realize is how we're reacting to external circumstances. So if you're going through your day and you were late to work because there was traffic, you know, people were cutting off, and you were thinking, like, why has this happened to me? That's terrible. I'm in a bad mood because of it. And then you get to work and your boss is a jerk. They're angry. Something wasn't done right. It wasn't even your fault, but you take the blame for it. And then you're heading home and it's traffic all the way home. That's aggravating. And then you picked up your dinner from the certain place and you didn't check it. And you get home and the food was messed up. It was the wrong order. And you go to open up and it's just like, oh, my whole day has been terrible. So you're feeling down. Why does any of that have to affect your internal state? It does, because we don't spend enough time building up our internal state within, and we rely too much on the external goals and pleasures in the world. It doesn't mean good things are bad. It doesn't mean that pleasure is bad. All it means is that we have to focus inward if we want to feel good. So if you're feeling negative about things, what you're really doing is not acknowledging the power within, and you're giving that power away to something else. And I know that some of you are going through some extremely hard times right now. You might be suffering a loss. You might be suffering a relationship issue. You might be suffering a health issue or even a dangerous situation that has got you down, that's got you feeling low. And so you tuned into the Positive Mindset podcast looking for some positivity. But you see, the external thing can't be the answer. This podcast, even if it makes you feel good, can't be the answer. The answer has to be within, because if the answer is within, then you have the power and you're the solution. You are a creator of your reality, but it's not necessarily about changing the reality around you, which you can do. It's about changing what you see in the world around you. Everything is always existing at once. So if there's something good, there's something bad. If there's something positive, there's something negative. It's always existing. Our goal is to learn how to focus on the frequency that we desire. So in that same situation where you went to work and you were in traffic longer, what if you got to listen to your favorite podcast? What if you got to call somebody that you hadn't talked to in a long time? What if that traffic stopped you from getting an accident that you would have got in if you were able to go full speed? All those things can be positive at the same time that something negative is happening. It's what you choose to focus on that truly matters. What you see on the external world is a reflection of your internal state. So if you want to change your internal state, what you focus on should be the first thing that you start to change. Perspective is everything. The further you can see, the higher vibration you are. If you can only see when something affects you, then your vibration is not very high. Your perspective is not very high because you're only seeing the immediate situation. That doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a worse person. It doesn't make you any less amazing and special than anybody else. It just shows where your frequency is. So the more you practice seeing further beyond you, looking beyond yourself, looking beyond the people around you, and looking at the entirety of energy, you start expanding your frequency. You see, if something terrible happens to you, but you learn from it, you grow from it, or someone else is able to learn and grow from it, then it's a good thing. Because it's not about how it benefits you, it's just about the gift that is given. Even if you end up with a sickness, maybe you end up with a terminal sickness and there's just no way out, and maybe you're young and this is the most tragic thing we could imagine. You're early 20s, you're going through this health thing, and maybe you're not even gonna make it. But science is able to learn from you. Medicine is able to be developed because of what you're going on. And even if you don't reap the reward from it, somebody else will. All the treatments, all the good things that we have in the medical system today are based off people that didn't make it, but we tried at that time. So everything, whether it's good, bad, whatever, is happening for you and for the energy as a whole. And the more you spend time shifting your frequency so that you can see that, the better you'll feel. Because when you can see the positive, even if it's years away from you, that's what you'll bring in within you. And the more you're able to do that, the more you're able to feel it. And it's absolutely a practice. It is not something that is mastered, at least as far as I can tell. It's always a practice because it always keeps going. True love, the highest frequency of love, is something that we can't even imagine. Just when I think I get a little bit better, when I think I get a little bit more evolved, when I think about how I raised my frequency a little bit, it's like a new world is unlocked because there's so much further to go. And it's not a race, it's not a comparison, it's just continual growth. Everything is always expanding, and that includes the love frequency. So decide to raise your energy. Decide to find the positive in every situation. And when you do, you'll bring a little bit of that within you. And the more you do it, the more you'll bring it within you. And just like anything else, eventually it will start happening subconsciously. Well, something will happen that normally you would see the negative in. And because you've been practicing, you've been using your brain in a different way, you've been using your mind in a different way, you will automatically see the good. And the more you do that, the better you will feel, and you will start operating in inner peace at all times. So know that positive energy is all about perspective. So if you're feeling negative, check your perspective. Are you only thinking about how things affect you? Are you only seeing short-sighted vision? If you are, you're not a bad person. You're just someone with an opportunity to expand your perspective. So let's raise our vibration. Let's get in that positive perspective and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about what you can do to be your highest vibration and change your energy and really build that positivity within you. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. So I appreciate everybody that has followed me there. And of course, Instagram is the best place for direct messages. So thank you so much for letting me know how the podcast has impacted you. It absolutely inspires me and helps me feel connected with all of you. So I appreciate that. And if you want to support the podcast, my Patreon is now live. You can get commercial-free episodes. There's going to be a lot of cool content coming to there. So I appreciate everybody that has reached out and offered to support me there. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.